Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born February 28th in Boston, Massachusetts, a graduate of Amherst College, he is an actor who we've seen in films such as Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, The Breakup, Walk Hard, and the Pitch Perfect movies. And now you can see him as the host of the new game show, America Says. Please welcome John Michael Higgins.
John Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm a huge fan, man. I really, truly am. You've done some of the greatest movies I love completely.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm happy to hear that. You should have seen the ones that didn't go forward. They weren't so good.
So. Now you're hosting a game show, which, by the way, I imagine it, and I started thinking about it. I go, man, that's almost another Christopher Guest-like movie. There's almost another movie in there.
Well, there's something to what you're saying. I was a little baffled that they gave me a call. I was like, me? Why? You know, and it turns out, they like somebody who's fast on his feet, somebody the audience kind of recognizes, feels comfortable with. And I don't know, for some reason I checked a bunch of boxes. And yes, I'm a decent improviser, so, if a contestant says something usually stupid, which is the idea.
Right.
We put them in a situation where they're likely to get panicky and say dumb things. I point it out for them, and then there's laughter. So I think that's the idea.
We love game shows, and this has got that Family Feud feel, but it's America Says, so you have to match America. And what would be the most popular answers? I'm assuming that's how it goes. I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's sort of a mashup of a bunch of game shows that you remember really well. Family Feud, certainly, because of the survey quality. But it's a fill-in-the-blank question, and they don't have time. And Family Feud, they can take as much time as they want. But we put them under pressure. We give them seven blanks to fill in. Those are the most popular answers to a question. And the question will have a leading comic edge to it. Like, the first thing I touch when I wake up in the morning is my blank.
Yeah, and then, we all went penis, of course.
With the first letter, and what they're trying to do is not say something dirty. And, of course, they end up saying it anyway because they panic and the time is running out and they got to fill in the blank. So, and of course, they're wrong, which makes them even more embarrassed.
Sure.
It's that type of game, and it's very, there's a lot, and also there's more, the way they design the game, there's more play in it than there is in Family Feud. They're constantly being asked to do it, to do the game, as opposed to chatter about their life. There is a time in the show, a couple of times, when I just chat with them and find out who they are and what their names are and stuff, and that can be pretty funny. But really the funny part is easy for me because they're the ones who say the punchline. They're the ones who say something
sure.
ridiculous. I just look at the camera and raise my eyebrow and I get a laugh. So it's kind of fun that way. But
you
have a great time, actually. I had no idea I would enjoy it so much, but boy, I do. It's really fun.
Do you have the same problem I have where I have a movie I feel like goes in my head at all times, no matter what I'm doing? I always think what would be the most absurd or offensive or funny. It doesn't matter, but it's always so extreme in my head, and it's in constant motion. Whatever situation I'm in, talking to you, being in the bathroom, and how hard is it, if you have that same problem, how hard is it to fight back the stuff that you're like, yeah, that'll never make it to air, but my God, what a line.
Well, it's an interesting question. There's two things at play. One is, you probably won't find the solid gold line unless you make a few mistakes. You've got to push right up against the edge and say, and that's where the gold line is. It's right. It's inside the envelope, but boy, is it straining to get out. And you've got to go past the envelope a few times. And you're offensive. It's not funny. This happens, and that's why they close sets. so that you don't see the sausage making. You don't see that there were five unfunny things that I said before I said the one in the
back. God, I wish I had that luxury with live radio. Dear God and sweet.
So, whatever those lines are, people quote them to me every day from Best in Show.
Sure.
Point at me and they'll say blah 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 something I said in Best in Show. But what they don't know is that there was some sausage making going on to get to that line, and I said about four things that weren't funny to get there. And one was too extreme, one wasn't enough, one, you know, it's three bears.
Yeah, of course.
And but you're a performer too, you know that. It's like you can feel when it's just right in the pocket, and you got to get a little bit of luck and a lot of elbow grease to get there.
You sound like you're really enjoying this, John. I mean, like, because you're a comedic actor. Like, that's how I've always known you. So when Jake told me you were doing a game show, I go, wow, that's interesting, man. But a lot of people have done it. Drew Carey's done it. And when you're good at it, and you're good with people, and you're right, if you're good at improv, it makes it easier to watch. You know, we don't watch to see if somebody knows the question. We watch to be entertained. We don't care if anybody really wins or loses. We don't have any sweat in that. But what you do love as a viewer is you want to be entertained.
The game, but it's all about, it's the reason the drama works. We're watching the people up there on the contestants, and we're saying, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when we watch Hamlet. It's all the same stuff. You know, that's a person in a quandary. It's a person with a problem, which is he's got 30 seconds to do something he needs 40 seconds to do. So that's interesting. You know, it's a Greek drama. And there's no difference at all. It's all the same material. But in our case, it's funny.
Man, listen, it's good to have you on the show. I hope everybody watches. I'd spend all morning with you, man, but I know you got other interviews. But everybody, check it out. America Says, weeknights, 4 o'clock Kansas City time on GSN. John Michael Higgins, man, come back anytime at all, anytime on anything.
I'm happy to come back. I could have talked to you all morning myself. So
I appreciate you, man. Stay right there, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.